You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We begin with the most important four-letter word in this economy. It is, of course, J-O-B-S, jobs, about which we got the January report this morning. So, 17 days into a new administration, 36 days into a new year, 335-ish days into the pandemic economy, counting as we are from mid-March last year, this is where things stand. Yes, we added 49,000 jobs last month, and yes, the unemployment rate is down to 6.3%, but we are still nearly 10 million jobs underwater from where we started. And also, yes, I know that was a lot of numbers, but as I believe we've mentioned a time or two, and as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is about to remind us, numbers can tell you a thing or two about where an economy stands.
There are a lot of numbers in a monthly jobs report. It's kind of dizzying. So I asked each of the economists I chewed the jobs data over with today to pick just one indicator that shows where the economy is 11 months into the pandemic. One number that slams you between the eyes.
12.5 million.
That's Kurt Long, chief economist at the National Association of Federally Insured Credit Unions. And he's referring to the total number of jobs we're in the hole since the pandemic hit. In the jobs report, that's 10 million.
However, if we had not been going through what we've been going through the past nearly 12 months, the economy would have kept growing.
And Long reckons it would have added another 2.5 million jobs. Jobs needed to keep up with population growth for new high school and college grads, immigrants, new parents returning to work.
12.5 million jobs, that's an enormous deficit, of course. And at the pace we're going, it's just not nearly fast enough to eat into that.
And now, the number that slams Elise Gould at the Economic Policy Institute between the eyes.
3.9 million jobs down.
That's how many jobs we are still missing in the hard-hit and often poorly paid leisure and hospitality sector.
People who don't have an adequate safety net because their wages have been low for so long.
Now let's talk about unemployment. Officially, that's 10 million Americans who don't have a job and are actively looking. But Mark Hamrick at Bankrate says that doesn't count a lot of people who are not working because of COVID danger or childcare needs.
We have another 13 million who are either out of the labor force and want to work or who are underemployed working part-time or would like to have full-time work.
Add them up, he pegs the total unemployed at about 23 million. That's about 1 in 7 Americans who had a job before the pandemic started. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
The Labor Department says long-term unemployment is when somebody's been out of work for 27 weeks or more, a little bit more than 6 months. In this morning's jobs report, that was 40% of the people without a job in this economy, and that's not even taken into account people who've just given up and left the labor force altogether. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has a look at the long-term effects of long-term unemployment.
Early in the pandemic, there were lots of temporary job losses. Businesses were shut temporarily. People were furloughed temporarily and would hopefully get back to work eventually. But these 4 million people who are long-term unemployed?
That is exactly double what it was in January of 2020. So the economy, in my view, is really stuck in a rut right now.
Carl Van Horn teaches public policy at Rutgers, and he says unemployed people are stuck in a rut as well due to something called employment scarring, where the longer someone goes without a job, the harder it is to get a job.
Because employers tend to stigmatize them, even though we all know that most of these people lost their job totally without any fault of their own. They didn't do anything wrong. They were just caught up in this economic change.
And certain groups were caught up more than others. Women, Black and Latinx people. Kate Bond is the director of labor market policy at the Washington Center for Equitable Growth.
Workers tend to be displaced in really discriminatory ways. And then they're also going to face hiring discrimination on the other end. It's going to be even harder for them to go back to work.
A study out this week from McKinsey predicts inequities in the labor market mean it will take women and people of color an extra 2 years to reach pre-pandemic employment levels. Quaylen Ellengrood, who headed the study, says the pandemic has also sped up technological developments that make some lower-wage jobs obsolete.
And when you bring both COVID and automation together, you have a real acceleration and a much more slow rebuilding of jobs in the U.S. economy.
Plus, says Ellen Grood, when people are out of work for a long time, they often just take whatever job they can get, even if it's not a good fit or pays less than they used to make, which can decrease wages in the future and increase stress and other mental health issues. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.